I actually, I'm glad everyone was able to tune in and hear Leslie. You know, it was really nice because we'd, partnered for a couple of years. I put that in the chat that, we were responsible for keeping adults out of the immunization tracking registry in Idaho. That was several years ago, so I got to know her. And this is the first time we'd done a radio show, so it was nice because she's been someone I've looked up to, and we, have mutual admiration for each other. So that was nice. But we have I want to remind everyone about the special that we're continuing, The Vaccine Religion, Mass Mind, and the Struggle for Human Freedom. It's only $20. I extended it through the month of May. That includes shipping and handling. It's usually $25 plus shipping and handling. You can't get it cheaper anywhere on the internet. This is a brand new book coming from us. And if you mention the radio show, I'll throw in a pad of VAERS Awareness Project post-it notes with instructions. So you can go to our website, vaclib.org, and or you can just, contact me at info@vaccinetruth.com, and I'll share with you how you can order the book. So so I wanted to bring on another guest, and she's very special to me, too. I've gotten to know her a bit over the last few days. She actually wrote to us about her experience with ESSIAC, and she wanted to be able to share it with a lot more people. So I went ahead and invited her to come on the show. So now she's here, and her name is Chris Ouellette, and she lives in the southeast portion of our great country. She is a registered nurse. She ordered the book in 1996. She actually read about ESSIAC T in 1996, and then she started. She ordered a book called The ESSIAC Report, Canada's Remarkable Unknown Cancer Remedy. And she read it in 2 days. And then she discovered that she had hepatitis C at one point in 1992, from dealing with a patient. And she didn't really have any symptoms until much later, and was able to get all her counts down with ESSIAC T. She's also she's going to tell her own story. She's helped a lot of people. She's a faithful believer in ESSIAC T, as I am. I take it regularly. And we both feel that everyone should just drink it instead of that morning cup of coffee, because it does so many things to your body to strengthen your immune system, keep your bloodstream clean. After all, the Bible does say that the health and vitality of us humans, us mere mortals, is in the blood. So that's very important. So welcome to Immunize Wisely, Christine.
Hi.
Hi.
So, how are you?
Joe, I'm doing great.
I've been listening to a little bit of your show, but I've been also calling people in my diary to try to get updates. The woman I just talked to is the woman that's my hairdresser and my husband's, and she gave me some updates about her cancer. She's now has been in remission for 5 years, and she treated at MD Anderson. They actually drove out there. They bought a camper, Winnebago type thing, and drove out there and spent 2 or 3 months for the first round of treatment. She had been drinking the tea before that, but not on a regular basis, I don't believe. However, she ended up with cancer, and now actually her sister has it. So we're both think that it's something that runs in the family she did not know about. So, it happens, and, not all your relatives share things. But anyway, as far as my experience with it, I started to drink it in 1996. I was shocked that it was that early. And through the years, I had hepatitis, didn't know it. I believe it didn't show up in the blood because of drinking the tea. I found out finally in 2007 when it finally hit me, I had been infected in the late 1980s in a hospital in Rhode Island. I've done, you know, every kind of nursing you could think of. I've worked in jails. I've worked for Nutrisystem. I worked 8 years med-surg floors, ICU for a few. I've tried it all as a nurse. And so I was unfortunate to have a prisoner when I got jabbed with a needle and infected with hepatitis C genotype 4. It was a 48-week treatment giving myself shots with PEG interferon 3 times a week and also ribavirin twice or 3 times a day. It wasn't working. And I had told my doctor about the tea. He said, no, you have to stop it. Don't take that tea while you're coming here. Where do you go when you're sick? You go to the emergency room, not a natural food store. I just said, well, okay. However, that's how you feel. Okay, I get it. I started to drink the tea because my viral load was 4.2 million when I started. Wow. And I was really sick. I look back, I'm like, I don't think I felt that sick right then, you know. Mm-hmm. I knew I felt weak, but so with the treatment, the viral load wasn't going down, maybe 50 or 75 a month. I said, you know, I am going to start drinking this tea. I'm not saying anything to him at all. I did, and the next month I went down 3,000. I mean, 300,000, I'm sorry. And the month after that, I think it was 200,000.
When you started, clarify what your count was, your load, when you started.
When I started, it was 4.2 million.
Wow, okay.
I guess I've been...
And you were started on PEG interferon and
PEG interferon, right.
For a 48-week period. So you were doing both, and then you started doing the tea?
After the third month. I think it was the third month when it wasn't going down. I told him, listen, you know, why isn't it going down? He called Japan because it was an Asian strain that he didn't understand real well. He had a clinical research company also next to him that he could have the privilege of using to get stuff from other countries. So he was willing to work with me, and if he had to import something from Japan, he would. Well, I started to drink the tea on the fourth month, and then it went down 300, then 200, then another 200, and by the time I was done, it was almost clear after 48 weeks. That's almost a year. I look back, I'm like, oh my God, how the heck? But it worked. And I couldn't have been more happy. And after that happened, I was, I guess you call it disciple. I think a disciple for the tea. I was shocked. I told all my friends, as I went along in life, a lot of my friends got cancer or other diseases, and I would refer them to the tea, you know, try it. I don't know, I guess Trump says it should have nothing to lose, you know, try it, let's try it.
Right.
I'll make it for you. And
right.
I did. I made it for so many people. And I have about 15 people in my diary that tried it, and it was effective for them.
Right.
Mostly cancer, but pancreatitis, prostate cancer, a wound that my friend from nursing school had. We put herbs in her wound after treating with her doctor for a month and a half. She took the bandage off. We see each other every 2 months. She lives in Fort Myers. She took the bandage off. I could not believe how deep that wound was in her leg. She fell downstairs, and there was metal along the edge, and the metal tore open her leg, and she had stitches and thought, okay, I'll be fine. And, you
Right.
know, she's a good healer too. She's a Buddhist, and she's, you know, very religious and into holistic medicine. And I said, you're good, you know what to do. And when I saw her that day, I almost dropped on the floor. I said, you have to start drinking this tea right away, Donna. She goes, the tea you took for your hepatitis? I said, yeah, that tea, the Essiac tea. So I made it for her. She started to drink it. It wasn't healing after a couple of weeks. I said, let's put the herbs in the wound instead of the Silverdine and the wet to dry dressing. Let's just try it. And
And
she
you're talking
did.
about this is the ground. So these are the herbs after you make a quart or so of tea and you're
Right,
straining
yeah.
it, and it's just the moist pulp that you're straining the tea from.
Exactly,
And
yeah.
so you're
The
just
herbs that are
using those
left in
herbs.
the big pot after you strain it. Exactly. So we thought, we just looked at each other and I said, let's do it. So I stayed with her for a week, or 2 weeks, I think, at that time. And within that first week, she was able to leave her dressing off after that because it closed up finally. And she had, I guess, what they call proud tissue showing, you know, like real red, like down through the muscle. It had started to close up. I saw it closing up after the third day. And she looked down after a week, after 7 or 8 days, I believe, and it was half the size, half the depth. And when I saw that, I was like, oh my God. I just have to tell everyone that has a problem with the GI system, internally, the pancreas, the liver, any wounds. At the time, actually, I was going to do wound care in people's homes as a wound care nurse and talk to the company I was working with, and they tried to go all the way up the ladder to see if we could use it, but it wasn't approved, of course, and no, we couldn't use it. So I took pictures of her leg, and you know, I showed them. So I was not going to give up on trying to get people to recognize it as a better alternative than the normal thing, you know, that they use in the hospital. So I just, like I said, I was shocked. I was shocked when that was just something we thought, let's try it, and it worked. And my friend next door, my neighbor, she had cancer on her nose. She had, let me see what she's, I've got in my diary. She had surgery on her nose, and it was a growth. They just thought it might be cancerous. It might not. It ended up being cancerous. It was basal cell carcinoma, and that was in 2014. She had ultrasound and x-rays after the surgery and told to come back. They had to do more surgery and take out more tissue. And they had to use her ear, part of her ear, to do some grafting on her nose. And I made the tea for her, and she still drinks it to this day. That was back in 2014. And to this day, she still drinks it. I talked to her just the other day. Like, she called about her son's birthday to do the drive-by thing that everyone's doing now. So she wants to do that. And I told her, we would be there. I said, we're just going to walk over. You're so close. We'll just walk up the street. And so she's a real nice person. Her son is adopted, and it doesn't matter. He's her son, And she's just a sweet person. I am surprised that the people that I talk to that still are drinking the tea.
To me, it's a preventative and a tonic, and it keeps me healthy. I've been drinking the tea every day for 3 years, and I have not had a cold or flu in 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm a huge believer. I was doing it twice a day, and now I just take a little more, probably 3 ounces with hot water poured over of the concentrate,
Yeah, make a
every in
tea.
the morning. I do it first thing in the morning.
Yeah, that's the best
So,
time to do it because your body had rest all night. You've been
right.
resting, and after you've had that good amount of sleep, that's a good thing to do, or some lemon ginger tea too. Sometimes I drink that in the morning. But we need, right now more than any time, we need to build our immune system up with the virus that's out there. My God, I cannot believe what's happened.
Well,
What
yeah,
do
that
you
it's a
think
lot of
about
hype,
it?
actually. Well, we've been talking about it on this network. You're not a regular to this network, but it's a lot of hype. It's a means of locking this country down, and it has more to do with the elites wanting to stay in power with their,
I know.
banking. It has to do with economy and money more than anything, and keeping us from actually networking together. There's no Trump rallies now. The Democrats really want to take over. So this is more about politics and shutting down the wonderful economy that Trump brought back into our country. I mean,
And started
so
in this country. I
it's
know.
really a sad state of affairs that Trump does not own the airwaves because the mainstream media is totally bought and sold by it's the deep
I
state
know, I
messaging
know.
and mind control. So, I mean, my last guest was real clear, Christine, that the flu kills more people in a typical year, 2 to 3 times more than anyone that really actually got sick or died from a coronavirus or COVID-19. So, we have a lot of businesses that are going bankrupt as a result, and
I
it's
know.
really
It's
quite
terrible.
sad.
It is. If I wish I was rich, I would help as many
I
people in
know.
this state as I could.
It's very, very tough for people. So people are rebelling, and rightfully so, because they're the projections. Neil Ferguson has failed many times doing correct projections, but this somehow the mainstream media's projections stuck this time. But we have next week. I'm going to have a guest on where we're going to, who's pretty livid about the whole thing. But we have the whole history. It's the bird flu. We have SARS. We have
I know.
H1N1. We have Ebola. They had all these dire predictions, and somehow this one stuck to lock down the whole country. They
I think
really.
it, just like you, I think it was pre-planned
It
almost.
was.
I've come to the assumption now that what I see these governors locking down states that have,
And it was,
no.
Christine, it actually was, and they've talked about this on the network because there's the proof. We actually have, 2005, $3.7 million was given to this lab in Wuhan by Fauci and NIH. I mean, there's a lot of traitorous actions that have happened.
Oh, they should shut down NIH, I think, or
They
do
actually
something.
legit, but there's a lot of traitors that are coming to the surface now. At that people call the deep state, and it's getting a little ugly out there. But anyway,
Yeah,
I had you
it is.
come on to talk about Essiac because for those people that are worried about getting sick, it's a lot better to just drink Essiac tea than to wear a mask, for
I
instance. We're talking
know.
about the oxygen deprivation. I mean, if you do actually have the symptoms that they're talking about of COVID, you have hypoxia. So I think
Yeah,
the more
and
I'm
your lungs do not
up, yeah.
function right, and the older you are, the less they function right anyway,
Right. And so you want to actually do something that brings oxygen to your cells, and that would be, pure, or sulfur or MSM. I mean, you've got to get pure crystals that pulls oxygen to their cells, as well as SCIT. Both of those things will oxygenate at the cell level, and you won't get sick. And if you do find yourself sick, you can easily recover. And as Trump does, he does hydroxychloroquine with zinc.
I know, I know.
This is
People
about
don't realize how good zinc is. It's do you take it? I think we talked. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
I
You
take a
told me
lot
you take,
of minerals.
yeah.
I'm big on minerals, and that's another thing about our brand of SCIT. We're very fanatical about our source of, like, burdock root, for instance. If you buy it commercially, the root, the skin of the root is pretty much stripped off. We get a sort. We have our burdock, which is super pungent and very fresh, and the minerals are on that dark
On the
brown
roof.
on the root. And when you buy it, like from Star West or anyone, it'll be like white colored. You don't want it white colored. You want it to be more dark colored, because you want it to have that the mineral content of the root. So that's really important, because everything in Essiac, the four herbs, are very mineral rich. Particularly sheep sorrel and burdock are the main mineral rich ones, but also turkey rhubarb.
Yeah, it's more for the respiratory. Is that the one for the respiratory? I believe the turkey rhubarb.
That's for your that'll actually, if you take too much of it, you'll definitely clean out. It'll cause you
Okay, that's for the
it'll
digestive.
hurt
Okay.
your bowels. And then
Okay.
slippery elm is real soothing for your whole digestive tract. It's like mucilaginous more.
You'd think I would remember it because
But
I
I
drink it
actually
all the time, but I don't look those
posted a
herbs
link
up
in the
every day.
chat room to the four herbs. The four herbs. It was the first link I did, and immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. Just if anyone wants to, research a little bit about what these four herbs are, because you can easily actually grow it and make it up yourself. We think everyone, with what's coming down the pike or not, that it's just a good idea. If you live in the northern climes, you don't live in a place that grows these herbs easily, Christine. But in the if you have the
No,
four
it's very
seasons,
hot here in the summer, that's for
yeah,
sure.
if you
Yes.
live where there's four seasons and there's snow in the winter, you can grow all those herbs in Essiac in your backyard.
I did grow a lot of herbs when I lived in Rhode Island, actually, before we moved here. And I would dry them out and hang them upside down, and fill big coffee cans with them, and have them for months and months to use with cookies. And I miss
Still
that.
doing it today. So, I wanted to ask you a couple things.
Okay.
Primarily, we wanted to talk about some of the people that you've recommended to were frightened by their doctor to continue with their chemotherapy and radiation. So they incorporated the tea while they were undergoing chemotherapy and or radiation. And how
Right.
did
Yeah,
those
they
people
did.
do?
Most of them did okay. A lot of them probably said towards the end with the ra they, I would say they did half of the radiation treatments and some not even that amount, and it was just too much. It was too harsh on the body and the skin. It burns the skin, and it also, besides killing the cancer, it kills all your other cells around the
Right,
area,
exactly.
and they when the more I try to educate them and they would read about it, they would I would tell refer them to certain books, and they said, "You're right, I need to stop it. I need to stop the radiation. I maybe just do the keep." And they did, and that tour they never, I don't think one of them finished the whole treatment that was
The
prescribed. They
allopath
just,
treatment, the doctor's treatment, yeah.
they just decided, no, I'm just it's too much. It's making me too sick. I'm going to just stick with the tea for the rest of this and pray, you know. And that was the way they healed. It happens sometimes. I mean, you can't save everyone. I mean, I would have loved to, but it's sometimes that you just, you know, for whatever reason. I mean, I would actually refer people to nutritionists, you know, because working at Nutrisystem, we had access to nutritionists and doctors that were working with people, you know, to formulate the Nutrisystem diet. I had access to them, so I would tell people to come in and ask, you know, if it was all right if they just saw the nutritionist, not the doctor for weight loss, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah. So I've noticed, too, that SCIT does help my whole gut, you know, so I don't feel like I have to take other things to make sure that I'm, you know, having a bowel movement. I mean, I feel like I can, you know, I don't know. I feel a lot healthier. It's just to me, you know, just as soothing and healing to my gut. And they say, you know, it's, your health is in your gut. That's where your immune system is.
I know it is. Yeah. I try to take probiotics also along with some good vitamins. And we used to order Next Generation vitamins.
Right.
I don't know. You probably heard of that company. I don't think I told you what kind of vitamins I took, but now I take Alive. And that seems to be equal. I looked at everything up in the Alive vitamins and versus Next Generation, which were twice as much, you know.
Right.
And it's about the same. So, and for some reason, though, they don't have iron and formula, and I asked them about that. I called the company and asked, and they said it goes against a lot of vitamins that are in their formula. And
well, the synthetic iron is actually harmful, and it constipates you. So, and it's, you know, unless you have a natural source of iron, it's not helpful.
Yeah. Well, I like to, you know, make smoothies, and you could get your iron that way if you don't like to eat the foods that you need your iron for. You can do it that way. I also, I think I was telling you this the other day, I want to check into beets. I've been hearing a lot about the nitric acid that helps your blood vessels and oxygenates them.
Absolutely, and beets are amazing, actually. It's a very strong blood purifier in itself, and people have healed themselves with cancer just doing nothing but a lot of beets. So we're listening to Christine Ouellette on Immunized Wisely talking about health and use of SCIT.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RVN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You know, we are going to take callers. You're listening to Christy Ouellette, who has a lot of experience with SCIT and helping herself and her friends with all manner of health issues, but primarily cancer. That she said she had hepatitis C, pretty bad, and genotype 4, hepatitis C. This is pretty big, and the drugs didn't help whatsoever, and her insurance ran out. And then she has other friends with pancreatitis and wound healing and other stuff. So that's what we've been talking about. But if anyone wants to call in, it's 800-313-9443. And that's 800-313-9443. And just tell Ken, apparently his screen isn't able to communicate to me. So we'll just, he'll whisper in my ear that we have a caller, and that's fine. So, So, Christine, is this the first time you've been on radio? How's it feel?
It's the first time, yeah. I was nervous. I'm calming down now, but I was pretty nervous.
Yeah, so. It's actually, you just pretend you're having a conversation. We've had some great conversations, you and Matt.
I know.
Conversation, because it's a lot less intimidating than being in front of an audience with you know, 1,000 pair of eyes staring back at you, expecting.
Yeah,
you to
correct, right. You're right about that. Yeah, I've done a couple of things when I was in nursing school, and and otherwise after that, at different places that I worked, and I was in real estate also for 10 years, you know, you're in front of a crowd a lot of times showing a house and explaining everything when you have an open house. So I would try to get everybody together so I didn't have to, you know, try to keep and you know, just having to keep repeating itself to each group that walks in, I kind of wait and ask them to please wait so I could tell everybody about everything.
Right.
So, yeah.
But yeah, it made more sense with people to me. A lot that, you know, they want to find out ways of healing, and certainly you went from, you know, SCACT to feeling better and realizing that drugs just absolutely aren't the answer. Even though
they're not all the time.
Well, you've certainly, as a nurse, you've seen all kinds of things and how these drugs have harmed people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can tell you some stories that would curl your hair. Unless you have curly hair, I didn't see you yet on Skype. But it's too bad that people just put so much faith. And not that I'm not putting down any doctor whatsoever. They're great. I mean, most doctors, I'd say 95% are great, you know, and they're in it to help people. But, of course, you always have the few, just like with everything else, that, you know, they don't, they just want to get you in and out. And most of them that are in it, it doesn't matter how old they are, how long they've been in it. The good ones stay good throughout their whole life, it seems.
Right.
You know, they don't get burned out because they love what they're doing. And that's what I've come to realize.
Right. And I that's my experience, too. Some of them are just firm believers. But, you know, they did go to schools that are funded in large part by Big Pharma, and they don't learn about nutrition. They certainly... doctors in our vaccine awareness movement, anyway, there's a lot of doctors that have spoken out, and they said, we never learned anything about vaccines, just that they were important and essential. They never learned any of the downside, just that they work and that you give them.
Yeah.
And they had to learn all the stuff they learned about vaccines that on their own. They were asking me. They found that I knew more about vaccines than anyone else. It was very helpful.
Yeah.
Who is hi, so we have someone in California. What's your name again? Welcome to Immunize Wisely.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Are you there?
Yeah. Gregory. Hi, Gregory. Welcome to our show.
Hello, my dears, and thank you so much for having me on. Totally concur and enjoy and love every instant of, actually most of the listening I get from RBN. And I want to say a shout out to all the RBN listeners out there, because I really have a grand appreciation for those people that are willing to, just participate, just like we are right now. Mm-hmm. As far as the subject matter is concerned, mm-hmm. I mean, I've been all around the whole plandemic, and it really, truly is. It's so much in our face, we can't even comprehend how many of our freedoms are being destroyed as we speak. And these maroonies that are dictating to us what we can and can't do, it's beyond the Twilight Zone. And I totally appreciate what you're trying to do to put us back in reality.
Well, Gregory, let
kudos
me just,
out to
say-
Tom in Utah. He is
right.
beyond.
Okay, Greg, and, there are places in California that are Greg, I want to tell you that there's places in California that are demanding their freedom and just ignoring, you know, what the government says or what the state government says.
Oh, I don't wear a mask. I've never wore a mask. I will not, because I don't like what it does to my... My oxygen level. I can feel that. I'm not that what would you say, a sheeple or believing. I mean, I've worn masks before, going in their houses, cleaning out the fiberglass and all that crud. I've gotten sick over that. It's an overabundance of poison. Virus is defined in Latin as poison. Royal Raymond Rife, he was right in there with Nikola Tesla as far as genius is concerned. And if people would comprehend what that beautiful being that Fishbane killed, that FDA moron Fishbane, I don't know if you've done any study on Royal Raymond Rife, but his arch nemesis was a Men in Black from the FDA called, his last name was Fishbane. I forget his first name. It was like Wilbur or some moronic moron. But this guy was really a pharmaceutical Rockefeller, Devil Bill Rockefeller from hell, which is not too far from the Devil Bill Gates of hell that we're dealing with right now. And so, in your face, I can't comprehend why most folks can't see the correlations and the reality and live free and don't be afraid of the BASTARDs. I mean, they're totally without moral or value compass.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say about
Can
that.
Can I say something to Gregory?
Of course.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Gregory, do you have asthma or COPD or something like that? I hear like you're not wheezing, but you're having a hard time breathing, I think, a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm a smoker. I've been a smoker for over 40 years. I get excited talking over the phone. I'm sure my blood pressure is well over 280 and 180, like it was when I went to get my anal retentive marijuana license to have
anal retentive
an herb. Oh boy, that took. Oh, I'm telling you, that ticked me off because they took my blood pressure twice and couldn't believe that I was still alive.
That's
but,
high.
I'm
That's
just
really
that way.
High.
I'm predisposed
to
high blood pressure under certain circumstances. And everybody has their own peculiarities, if that's such a word. But I mean, I've tried to be a happy camper all my life, and I try to exude that on everybody else, but life these days is getting so demonically perverse. It's reminiscent of the sci-fi They Live. And look at Live.
I never saw that movie.
Backwards, They Evil. And that's what I'm trying to expound is they evil, and they be evil mofos, and we need to just, they've exposed themselves. And we know who they are, you know, Bill Gates and the Fauci's and all the Clintons and all the morons. We need to just put them on their luxury cruise liners along with the Rothschilds and all the Rockefellers and ship them off to Bikini Island because I don't believe in killing anybody, even though I've got terrible plans in my cranium to do mass guillotine murder.
No, don't talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to go there.
No,
I'm all about loving life.
You know,
love.
We're concerned about your health, and I think Christine, I was glad Christine brought that up. You know, is that, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And you can have, you know, whatever habits that, you know, contribute, but you need to deal with something that brings oxygen into your system. Sulfur would probably help a lot. SEAC team would definitely help.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying you need to get the oxygen in your cells, and it'll help your lungs. And you may not know this, but the guy who has made up a product for 20 years now, that the one I sell, he had severe asthma, and he was doing, you know, their inhalers and taking some drug, and he was able to kick the whole thing on just SCIT. That was, he had learned about SCIT, he started drinking it, and it totally healed him completely. And he finally realized that the drugs were actually exacerbating his condition. So he's actually 72 right now. He's in really good health. I'm really proud of him. He had to do a couple other things that I recommended, but he's actually on his own, and he's writing really excellent blogs at healthfreedom.info. But, you know, he put together all our folklore, everything about SCIT. He has every book that was ever written. And that's how Christine found us, because, you know, we have been kind of keeping that whole memory of Reen Case, the originator of SCIT, alive.
She was brilliant for her time, her and President Kennedy's doctor. I mean, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't know about the tea. And thank God that we do, because Gregory,
yes, my dear.
Smoke, but you got to cut down. You have to.
Oh, and
cut
I've done my best. I've taken it, and I need to get back on it. But it's just like comfrey. That's another herb that has been discounted by the mainstream. And I think that is like everything else they do. They are dividing and conquering us. And it's quite self-evident. You can tell who's been conquered by they, or they evil, opposite they live. And I totally concur with that sci-fi back in 1986, I believe it was, with Roddy Rod Piper that... you know, I had that sci-fi that said they live, and that was a John Carpenter film. But
right.
They do live, but they don't live. They are evil, and they exist to kill life on the planet. And I'm talking all life. I believe in, I love my little microbes and my fungi and all the plants living on me and being me in the microbiome, because just like you were talking about, we're all just a bunch of bacteria and viruses, and yippee-yi-yay, right. Happy day, get along with it. Embrace it, enjoy it, hug one another, share your experiences, where you've been, and we can only do that on the viral level. And when you do that, you are exercising your immune system. And that's all it primarily is doing, is exercising your immune system. What they're doing to us now is depressing.
A lot of people, yeah.
They're inhibiting our immune system from interacting. And this is one of the many goals, because these monsters have a ton of different... projects on their plate that they're going to shove down our throat if we allow them to do it. And homie is getting tired of this poopy, and I mean,
don't listen to them.
You know,
try to turn your TV off and your radio.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
It's
no big deal.
Well, that's what they say. Turn off your TV.
The last breath you take
is
not a big deal
in
the whole realm of things.
And don't watch it. Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, do you like to bike ride?
Pardon me?
Do you like to bike ride? Do you have a bike that you ride or haven't ridden
for
a while?
Oh, I used to. But no, I don't. I love to walk. I don't believe in putting my butt down and hurt my prostate any with bikes.
Okay,
I used to have Harleys and Kawasaki's and all that poopy, but I'm out of combustion. I don't like breathing the air or listening to the vibrations anymore. I'm enjoying
my bird. Well, another reason
bird.
Why you need
I
to
love
drink
my bird.
The tea, Gregory.
In life, in
because if your
little.
Prostate is enlarging, that will help that too. Because I have a diary with two men in here that were helped. by drinking the tea, and they were so happy afterwards. Right. They didn't have to have surgery. They had medication and drank the tea, and they were good afterwards. I feel bad that golly, I wish I could help you.
Okay, we're gonna cut you loose. We're gonna cut you loose, Gregory. But thanks. I appreciate you calling in. It was really nice to just chat. It is. It's just nice to chat.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has.
We have a commercial, so.
Okay.
To complete strangers, would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're listening to Christine Ouellette and talking about SCIT and other health benefits of just take care of yourself, for sure. Anyhow, we have Ed in Utah. Welcome. We're right near the end of the show. Do you have a burning comment or question?
Well, I would kind of can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can totally hear you, Ed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can hear him.
Yeah. Very good. I just kind of wanted to go with the theme of what you were talking about, Ingrid, on the whole COVID rabid stuff going on here. I really also appreciated this guest and your one previous hour that social distancing essentially is evil, and it's a big part of their plan. It's almost as important to them as the economic part of the equation, which was to reset the economy and restructure aspects of the world economy under cover of Operation COVID. But on this here, the evil of social distancing and what they're doing to children, all the other health information, as good as it is, it's going to become a moot point is if we don't do as what you said there, stand our ground now. And there is,
okay,
at this point, it's
one
in
sec. Ken, we're hearing you. You need to cut your...
I was just wondering if I was the only one here.
No, no, Ken's okay. Bleeding through. So, and you know, I totally agree. We have a big Freedom Fest in Idaho happening that I'm speaking at with Tom DeWeese and Ammon Bundy and a bunch of us. But I'm just saying, we're just like, you know, you just have to act sovereign at some point. You know,
I want to ask you about that. Huh? Ingrid, your previous guest, she didn't name the restaurant Idaho Falls that said we're not shutting down and no social distancing. Do you know the name of that restaurant?
I could, if you email me, I can do a three-way email with you, me, and her. So you just email me at info@vaccinetruth.com, okay?
Okay, and when is this big rally with Ammon Bundy?
If you're close by, it's going to be at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds on June 13th. It's a Saturday, and I'm not doing the show.
Is that Nampa? Is that in Nampa or in Boise?
In Idaho, outside of Spokane, so it's a little bit of a drive for you in Utah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get it. Well, I'll sure keep tabs on it. There's been talk, and at this point, it's only talk, and you've probably heard some of the same with some fairly high level people there about the necessity to restart the militias. I know a lot of people in this movement back in the early mid 90s with Bill Clinton's gun grab. Well, Sheriff Mack is making the rounds. It could become necessary. I hate to think of it, but I think they're not going
to
give up.
We don't like to go there with these Dem states. I posted in the chat a really good article from the Federal Observer. It was a make-believe of what should happen in Michigan. But anyway,
I thought it was
fantastic. But anyhow, we're at the end of the hour.
Yeah, thanks for all you do, Ingrid, and your guests.
Christine, thank you, Christine.
Okay, you're welcome. I hope I helped that man. I hope Gregory listens.
I know. No, Christine, you have such a wealth of experience and knowledge. We appreciate that you're one of the brave nurses out there that's sharing truthful information of that's helping cover their health without Big Pharma.
You have to. No one else will. You have to.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you agreeing to come on. You did a fantastic job. I want to just, I'll send you the recording, okay?
Okay. All right. And I hope to talk to you soon. I hope we can talk again this week sometime. Okay.
Thank
you. All right, Ingrid.
God bless you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.